for WKU Public Radio. I'm Lisa Autry. This weekend in Bowling Green, an airplane with an amazing local connection will make its public debut at the city's Aviation Heritage Park. The F-111, joining the park, took part in the 1986 U.S. air raid against Muammar Gaddafi's regime in Libya, a raid led by a WKU graduate and native of South Central Kentucky. Kevin Willis reports.
Sitting in a hangar near the Bowling Green Regional Airport is a plane known affectionately as the War Horse. If you didn't know any better, you might assume this relic from the military's not-too-distant past could take off and fly right now. Not having an engine keeps this bird on the ground, but it sure looks nice. And for Arnie Franklin, seeing this F-111 look just the way it did back in 1986 brings back a flood of memories.
It brings all of those emotions that I remember from that mission back to the forefront. And even though it was 27 years ago, why it in a lot of ways seems like it was just yesterday.
This is the story of a Kentucky pilot, a warplane, and a mission. First, a little bit about our Bluegrass State pilot. Arnie Franklin was born in Franklin, Kentucky, and no, his ancestors weren't the founders of the town, something he says he's often asked. When he was young, Franklin's family moved to Bowling Green, and he graduated from WKU in 1966. Franklin says he always knew he wanted to be a fighter pilot, and after college, he went into the Air Force. He served two tours of duty in Southeast Asia during the Vietnam War. Then fast forward to January 1st, 1986. Then Lieutenant Colonel Arnie Franklin was a squadron commander of the 493rd Tactical Fighter Squadron stationed at the Royal Air Force Base in Lakenheath, Great Britain. That New Year's Day at 2 a.m., his phone rang. It was his wing commander telling him to get packed and get to Ramstein Air Base in Germany.
I asked him why. Very unusual to be called off alert, especially at 2 o'clock in the morning, and he said, "You'll find out when you get there to Ramstein."
Franklin and three others from the base boarded a C-130 that night and flew to the Ramstein. Upon arriving, they were told why they had been brought there.
Basically, they wanted us to plan an attack against three targets in Libya. And, oh, by the way, on the 4th of January, you're going to brief your plan to General Bernie Rogers, who was the Army four-star commander of all forces in Europe, all Army, all Air Force, all Navy forces.
President Ronald Reagan and his advisors wanted to strike Libya in retaliation for leader Muammar Gaddafi's support of international terrorist groups. A little over 3 months after Franklin was first told to help drop an attack plan against Libya, a bomb exploded at a West Berlin nightclub popular with U.S. military personnel. That bombing killed three and injured over 200 others. The West German and U.S. governments obtained cable transcripts from Libyan agents in West Germany who were involved in the attack. 9 days after the nightclub bombing, President Reagan ordered the attack to proceed, and it was carried out the following day. Early on the morning of April 15, 1986, 18 F-111 strike aircraft, one of which was piloted by Arnie Franklin, hit multiple targets inside Libya, including airfields, military barracks, and air defense networks. Two U.S. air crew members were killed when their plane crashed into the sea. Later that evening, President Reagan told the country about the attack.
My fellow Americans, at 7 o'clock this evening, Eastern Time, air and naval forces of the United States launched a series of strikes against the headquarters, terrorist facilities, and military assets that support Muammar Gaddafi's subversive activities. The attacks were concentrated and carefully targeted.
In the weeks following the raid, Arnie Franklin began running into a very unusual problem. The American Air Force pilots at Lakenheath are some of the best pilots anywhere in the world, and each of them thought they should have been one of the 18 pilots selected for the mission. Franklin says one by one, pilots not chosen for the raid were coming into his office and essentially asking, "Why not me, boss?"
Here's the problem. The problem was they knew what it was, why they weren't selected, but their wife was saying, "Why weren't you selected?" And fighter pilots are a different kind of cat. They like to think that they're the best, and you want them to think they're the best. You want them to have this edge about them. And when your wife says, "Why weren't you selected?" you don't and can't say, "Because I wasn't good enough."
Some of the pilots who came to speak with Franklin were in tears. So Lieutenant Colonel Franklin decided to do something highly unusual. With the permission of his higher-ups, Franklin called a meeting with the wives of the pilots who weren't chosen for the Libya mission. And Franklin says he did something for the first time in his Air Force career. He told a lie.
And I said, "And your husband, that wasn't selected to go the first night, was on the crew list for that second raid, if it were required." There was never any second raid. There was never any plans to go do it the second time. But at least The wife knew that her husband was good enough.
This is the part of our story where we fast forward 27 years to the present. The Aviation Heritage Park in Bowling Green procures, restores, and displays vintage aircraft that have a connection to the South Central Kentucky region. The park's leadership decided they wanted to find an F-111 like the one used in the 1986 Libya strike. The plane flown by Arnie Franklin was already spoken for. It sits at the U.S. Air Force Museum in Dayton, Ohio. So, Franklin says, the Aviation Heritage Park asked the military if there were any F-111s anywhere that could be had. Yes, they said, there's one out in the boneyard near Tucson, Arizona.
And we went out there and looked at it, and it was 178. And I looked at my lineup card that I still had from the night we flew the raid, and there was 178, and she was on my wing that night in my three ship that did the attack.
When Franklin and a few Aviation Heritage Park board members went to see the plane in March of 2010, the F-111 had been sitting there unused since 1996, and it was on death's door. The military was starting the process of cutting the plane up into chunks no larger than your fist. Franklin helped put a stop to that, and in the fall of 2012, the plane was disassembled, loaded onto four flatbed trailers, and driven from Tucson, Arizona to Bowling Green, Kentucky. Franklin says thousands of man-hours then went into getting the plane to look exactly the way it did when it took part in the Libya mission.
We had an illustrator that went back and he researched all the decals that are on there, all the stencils that are on there are exactly, even down to the hubcaps. The hubcaps are green, and that's exactly what they look like the day we launched on the raid. The tail up there is the same green because of the squadron that she was attached to when we flew the raid. And so the details is just, it's just phenomenal, the detail that we go to in restoring the airplane.
Franklin says the hardest part of the restoration was stripping off the dark gray paint that had been put on the plane between the time it flew in Libya and when it was eventually decommissioned.
I don't know what kind of paint it was, but we thought we could just sand it off. But we tried sandpaper. It just didn't do anything to it. We tried the way we finally were able to get that paint off was to use a grinding wire wheel. And there's a fine line between grinding the paint off and hitting the aluminum skin underneath.
With this F-111 now restored and looking the way it did when it dropped laser-guided bombs on its targets in Libya back in 1986, Arnie Franklin and his fellow Aviation Heritage Park members are ready to debut the plane to the public this Saturday at the Bowling Green Warren County Regional Airport. It will then be installed at the Aviation Heritage Park off of Three Springs Road in late August or early September. Seeing the F-111 there will give Arnie Franklin goosebumps, he says. You can hear an archive of this report by visiting our website, wkyufm.org. I'm Kevin Willis reporting for the Public Radio Service of Western Kentucky University.